Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And folks, I have got a guy that just won an FLW tournament, but I tell you what, it was no surprise to me. Dave LaFibra, I thought ever since I've known him, it was just a matter of time, and time really just now occurred, didn't it, Dave?
Yep, it did.
Well, you know, you look at your tour seasons and where you've been, the FLW championships and all the places you've been, Bassmaster Classic, but this win really had to be special for you.
Oh, it is. It's something, you know, we've only been on the tours for a year and a half, but actually I've been dreaming about this all my life, and for it to happen this soon, we can't even put it into words. We're just so excited about it, and because you never know if you're going to be one of those guys that just never wins, you know, bunch of seconds maybe, you know, you never know. So we feel so blessed and so happy that it happened this soon in our career.
Well, you know, Dave, I've known you for several years now, and one of the things I know is the versatility of an angler is probably critical anymore, in particular with the competition that's out there. But you've been able to take a multitude of techniques and really put them in a way that really suits the type of fishing you're doing now, haven't you?
Well, yeah, it just turns out that the way the tournament schedule works out, you know, right in the pre-spawn area, and it's, you know, you're mainly focusing on shallow water, and that's kind of what I specialize in. And not necessarily a different, you know, a jig or a crankbait or a spinnerbait, just shallow water and whatever it takes, you know, I'm there. I love it all.
Well, you know, winning this tournament, you know, and in particular, you won it on a lure Jensen bait, a radar, I believe, and in a special color. And I think I'm going to name it for you, the color. I'm going to call it the Dave LaFibra new color.
Okay.
You know, you haven't named it yet. It's that hot of a color. So, you know, you got to be happy with that.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I've been talking to Lure Jensen, and you know, we submitted a few colors, different guys on the pro staff, and they finally come out with one that I really liked. And it's a bait that I had sent in, a color, and something that I always use back home, and thought, man, if I could get the Radar 10 in this color, it would be awesome. And after a couple months, they sent me a few of them and got them right before Okeechobee, and this was the first tournament I threw them. So, boy, it's a good feeling to use them baits and come in with my first win. It's just incredible.
Well, kind of give us an idea of the colors, if you can, of what the bait looks like.
It's just a shad pattern. It's a little bit different, though. It doesn't have a black back. It's all silver, and there's just some little subtle hues in it, like a little tiny strip of gold in it, and it's got the black dot on it, which I think was key. And I was taking and putting a little bit of red on it. Colored the eyes red, just because I'm not sure, but something red in the spring down south seems to trigger bites, and you know, that little flash of red seemed to make a difference.
Well, you know, we interviewed you before the tournament at Bass Fan, and you probably showed more confidence than you've ever shown before, and you know, it was amazing. I told Jay Kumar, I said, hey, I think he's going to win it, and he said, what makes you think that? I said, that just doesn't come out of Dave LaFibra very often, and when he's that confident, something's going on.
Yeah, that was a little gutsy move there, but, you know, I just, getting down there, you know, the very first day of practice, I caught like 19 or 20 pounds, and I think I fished maybe 3 days before that interview and got to see several different types of weather conditions thrown at me, some of the toughest conditions you can imagine, and the pattern was still staying strong. So that's kind of why, you know, he called me right when I was feeling in that confident mood, and I just really felt good about that one.
Well, you know, when you go and you get on a pattern in pre-fishing and you do what you do in pre-fishing, you got to be real happy when the plan comes together, don't you?
Right, because it doesn't happen all the time that way.
Well, you know, we had the opportunity to talk at the FLW Championship, and it was right after the Bassmaster Classic, and you were pretty disappointed in your finish at the Classic, although you did pretty well. You know, you went to the FLW Championship, did very well there, but, you know, I could kind of sense this feeling that Dave was going to start really doing some big things, and you started the season out very, very well on the FLW side.
Yeah, looking into the season before it started, I was worried about Okeechobee and also Beaver Lake. Those were the two that I was worried about. So to make a top five at Okeechobee, you know, started the year off right, and you know, got me hungry for another top 10. You know, once you get there, it's like your goal to get back. It's just so awesome. I mean, the crowd and getting there, that's what it's all about. So I was real hungry going into Old Hickory.
Well, you know, that it's such a different format at the championship that you can have one big, you know, one real big day and then one bad day, you kind of stub your toe because it's a pairings format. But I think, you know, the excitement for that type of format at a championship is growing momentum, and I know the media, they kind of like it.
I'm looking forward to it. It's pretty neat. You know, if you get on there on FLW Outdoors, you can see throughout the season who you might be paired up against. I mean, they keep changing the brackets each tournament. So it's pretty neat. I mean, I like it. I'm looking forward to it. It's you know, bad things can happen to the wrong people in that format, but it's exciting at the same time. I can't wait to get back there, and that's my main goal. You know, just focus, try to get a limit every day, not think about any for the year. And hopefully you'll let me forget about that and you won't talk about it. But
hey, you brought it up.
No, we're not going to talk about that. I'm just looking at getting the limit and trying to make the Jacobs Cup. That's the main thing. There's a lot of money just to get there. So,
well, I'll leave you with this. If you win the Angler of the Year, you can be guaranteed I'll be calling you back. How's that?
Okay, sounds good.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Old Hickory. You know, Old Hickory is a very high-pressured lake. It's tons and tons of pressure near Nashville. And you know, to catch the stringers that you caught during that tournament, a lot of people, boy, it really turned their heads.
Well, it was, you know, it was one of them deals that kind of turned my head, too. I mean, it surprised the heck out of me on the first day to catch the size fish I was catching. And then the second day, I caught one close to 7 pounds. Might have been bigger. I don't know. We don't have fish that big where I'm from, so I wasn't sure. But, you know, it was amazing to get that quality of bite. And I wasn't talking with anyone, so I didn't know if other guys were catching them or not. It was just truly an unbelievable experience. There's so many big fish in that lake that it really surprised me.
Well, I think it's on a resurgence. You know, as most of our lakes, a BASS event not too long ago at Gunnersville, George Cochran had almost 100 pounds. It seems like the weights continually get better and our fisheries are getting better.
Yeah, I mean, that's just proof that, you know, that the organizations must be doing something right.
Well, that's for sure. Now you're shifting gears. You're going to head to Beaver Lake. But before that, you got a little tournament you need to fish for 100 grand. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, actually, it's coming up after that, actually. But I'm going to go down there and practice for the All-American. And we're looking forward to that. You know, I'm still kind of a rookie in the BFL, too. But unfortunately, this will be my last year fishing those. But we're going to the All-American and 40 guys fishing for 100,000. I like the odds. And you know, it's funny, we got about a foot of snow here in Erie, and I had plane tickets scheduled to get down to Lake Hamilton and fish for 4 days, and they closed the airport. So we rented a car. We're going to be driving, leaving tomorrow morning at 4 o'clock, and I'll get 2 days in down there. So it's better than nothing, I guess.
Well, then you'll, of course, have practice prior to the event, so you ought to be able to dial in on those fish, and there will be a different pattern, I'm sure, this early in the spring. Then you're going to go to Hamilton a little bit later in the year. But you got Beaver Lake coming up, a very clear impoundment. Should be a lot of fun for you as well.
Yeah, you know, like I said earlier, that's I'm worried about that one. And, you know, I got a little bit of a cushion now. And, you know, just thinking about the Jacobs Cup, you know, I can afford a big train wreck, although I don't want one. But I'm a little concerned about that one. It was my worst finish last year. I think it was like right around 120th. And, although I had a good practice, the first day of the tournament just didn't happen for me. And then after the first day, when you screw up, you know, you got to make a big comeback. So the second day, you know, was another disaster. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to it because I like what I found last year, and I did really well in pre-practice and right before the tournament. So we'll have to see what happens. I'm kind of, you know, don't know what to think about that one.
Well, that's for sure. But you know, that clear water impoundment, these fish are starting to move up. I would think that springtime will get here eventually. You hope it's during the Beaver event, I would think, so they get some of those fish moving up and you can catch them on that crankbait again.
Right. I mean, you look at the last Bassmaster event that Mark Davis won, and it's connected there. It's, you know, it's the next lake next to Beaver. So you kind of get an idea of what's going on. Those big fish were moving up in that tournament. So I'm sure it's going to be a pretty good tournament.
Well, you know, as all these tournaments now, FLW tournaments in particular, are all in the springtime, you know, you're getting those pre-spawn fish, some spawning fish, you know, you really have to have a certain type of technique and a certain way to dial in, and I think you're probably right now feeling pretty good about that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, all over the country, we're in the same, you know, the basic area of the country, and the fish are doing about the same thing in general. You know, we just have to wait and see what the weather's going to do, and you know, it seems like every time the FLW comes to town, we bring massive cold fronts and lots of rain with us. So you never know what the conditions are going to be like, but the time of year is perfect.
Well, Well, I'm going to predict it's going to be great weather, and I'm also going to predict you're going to do very well in the tournament, Dave. What do you
Well,
think
I
of that?
love you, man.
Well, hey, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, and I look forward to talking to you a couple more times throughout the year.
Okay, Terry, my pleasure.
This is Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.